This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. It's a good day for Vladimir Putin. For Hugo Chavez, not so good. Both presidents were aiming to extend their power past their current terms. As expected, President Putin's party won a huge victory in Russia's parliamentary elections. We'll hear more about that in a minute. Now, a huge defeat in Venezuela. Voters there rejected a referendum by 51% to 49% that would have cemented President Chavez's power and advanced the country towards socialism. It would have allowed Hugo Chavez to run for re-election indefinitely. Supporters said it would have deepened grassroots democracy, but a newly energized opposition said the country was hurtling toward dictatorship. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from Caracas.
The air was electric as the capital waited into the night for word on the outcome of this unusual contest that has seemed to breathe life back into Venezuela's fractious opposition. When opposition leaders were barred from the room where national election officials announced the results, tempers overflowed. But the anger was short-lived as the opposition emerged as the victor by a razor-thin margin. Chance of victory as the opposition marked its first ballot box success in the 8 years since Chavez took power. Opposition leader and former presidential candidate Teodoro Petkov said the ball was now in the court of President Chavez, who has called those who failed to support him traitors and CIA stooges. The country has sent the message that Chavez needs to set aside the insults, the grabbing, and the idea that those who oppose him are imperialists or serpents or coup mongers. We are all Venezuelans, Petkov said, and we want a normal climate of relations between the government and the opposition. The referendum was a critical test for Latin America's most outspoken antagonist of Washington and his goal of expanding the socialist experiment here. Chavez conceded defeat at a subdued news conference, saying he was determined to spare the country political tension.
Ojalá se olviden para siempre de los caminos de la violencia.
I hope that we have put behind us the ways of violence and destabilization, Chavez said. The democracy of Venezuela is maturing and will continue to mature with every election, he said. But Chavez did not abandon his drive to overhaul the Constitution and deepen what he calls popular power. He said the proposal isn't dead.
Por ahora, no pudimos.
For now, we can't do it. For now, he repeated to applause. High-profile defections had strengthened the opposition in recent weeks. Among them was the former Chavez loyalist and defense minister, Raul Badwell. He stepped down last summer and later condemned the constitutional package Chavez proposed as an undemocratic grab for power.
La naturaleza de una constitución no permite...
The nature of the Constitution does not permit one side or another to compromise it, the former Chavez ally said. It is a contract, he said, between the people and the state. Venezuela's students have been the bulwark of opposition in recent months. 20-year-old Leonel Suarez, who's studying international relations, was simply glad to have stopped what he called Venezuela's headlong march toward a socialist state.
Una política de implantar.
What we have been seeing is a political structure that takes us backwards, he says, and makes us into a country like Cuba. But Luis Chacon, a high school drama teacher and diehard Chavez supporter, said it is a distortion to call the president a dictator.
¿Qué dictador en el mundo le ha dado a su pueblo?
What dictator gives his people health care, education, and social benefits, Chacon asked. Dictators want to keep their people in ignorance and sickness in order to control them, he said. But for the first time in my country, he added, someone has come with a heart and head to give the people their rights. Despite yesterday's defeat, Chavez has 5 more years in office and still wields enormous power. His allies dominate the National Assembly, the courts, and the armed forces. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Caracas.